Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Welcome to SBS. Welcome again, Chef Ross Magnaye and Chef JP Anglo. Maayong adlaw.
Maayong adlaw, yes.
Kamusta?
Good.
Good. Feeling good.
Busy.
We're here. Busy. Very busy.
So, what has it been like itong linggo ng Food and Wine?
Melbourne Food and Wine, Asira, we had three events organized. One was last Friday. We cooked at La Sirene, like a local brewery. Sunday was a Taste of Queensland. We had Louis Tikaram and Nick Holloway come down. And then last was the special night with Chef JP when we brought him over and he cooked in the kitchen. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience for not just the team but for the customers as well.
What? Ano yung feeling na may ibang chef na nagluluto sa kusina mo?
It's an honor because, as I've said, like JP is one of those people that I look up to since I was young because, as I've said, like, I don't think anyone loves and pushes Filipino forward as much as Chef JP. Especially him there. It's quite surreal, you know, with the team because the team loves him and stuff. And not as a chef, when you get to know him as a person, you know, and Camille as well. They're both amazing. So we're pretty happy and excited.
Welcome back to Melbourne. Tama ba? 2015 yung last?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Anong feeling?
It's surreal in a way that it's like a full circle. Like earlier, I mean, the feeling is, I don't know, there's too many. Just happy. And to be able to cook Filipino food on this level and at this with this restaurant and to be able to present Filipino food on this like caliber is a dream come true or sort of like, our mission to really bring it out there. And so I think it's all about timing and just...
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah. Just also, if you have the same vibe, same energy, same principles, then you, even though, you know, this is the first time we've ever met.
That's right, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. As in best friends kayo.
Pero when we saw each other, we knew that we were going to get along.
Yeah. Because we were meant to do an event 2020 for Melbourne Food and Wine Festival, but because of COVID, so we had to cancel it. And I think we were talking about how the timing's perfect.
And we were like, we had our tickets already. It was March 16th. That was my birthday. Sorry, yeah. And yeah, then
belated happy birthday.
Yeah, 10/25. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here we are. So it's just amazing, and I can't. I'm still. Digesting everything.
And Australia holds a special place sa buhay mo.
It does. Bittersweet. Bittersweet.
Balik na naman.
Oh.
Pwede ba natin sabihin this is where you were exposed to other cultures?
This is where I earned my stripes. Yeah. And I wasn't able to say it in our speech
last time. Yeah.
But parang it's so cool to... Every time... I tried working in hatted restaurants in Sydney, but never really lasted because I was slow and not good yet as a cook. And then every time I'd go to work, I would pass by these hatted restaurants, right? And I would always just take a pause and look inside and see how they work. And to be able to cook in one to be able to cook Filipino food in a hatted restaurant that is owned by a friend of mine is amazing. It's just amazing.
And you now own your own restaurant as well.
Yeah.
Restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we have a restaurant, Sarsa, that's 16, 15. It's been there and it's great. And we have a new baby in Dubai called Kuya.
So parang dream come true na. Ulang naglalakad ka. Looking at the hatted restaurants of Sydney, ngayon.
He's still applying at those hatted restaurants. 20 years later, his resume is still in there.
No, you know what? I still need to get the updated version of the Good Food Guide, the 2026.
Yeah.
I want to get one. Because I've always, like, it's... When I was living here, I've always had a book.
Everyone looks at that.
Yeah.
So, pag sa ibang bansa, it's the Michelin star.
Diba? Yeah.
Yeah.
But here, it's the good food guy. Mm-hmm.
Hats, yeah.
And what, anong feeling na, wow, si Ross Magnayan nandun?
I'm proud. Well, at the start, when we first opened, obviously, it was like a huge thing. You know, we got a hat after the first week of opening. We didn't even have a toilet paper holder, and we got a hat. it's a true story. But then, you know, we won all the awards and stuff, but we didn't really kind of like, oh, you know, we kind of didn't think about it. So we didn't really kind of celebrate it until like, you know, a year and a bit later. I was like, oh, yeah, we won all these awards because we were so busy. You know, we're just working a lot. So, but yeah, super proud for the staff, you know, the customers and the suppliers and for the Filipino community, obviously, yeah.
And gusto ko, pag pumapasok ko doon, majority, mga Pinoy pa rin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's the thing about Sarai. It's like, it's a mix of everyone that come, you know, a lot of Filipinos, a lot of titas, lolas come
no,
in.
No, your staff.
Oh, the staff, yeah, of course, yeah. Of course,
so, always, parang, yeah. Hello, kuya, hello, ate.
Yeah,
so,
all the kitchen team has been there since us at the start, almost 4 years now.
So same you must be a really good boss.
Same guys. Nah, I punished them, but they never leave, so, yeah, they're still there.
They love him. I was hanging out with them last night. He was not. Yeah, I mean he was. He was resting because he needed.
Yeah,
it.
We needed sleep.
So and actually they were happy that you were there.
Yeah.
No, so, because they could also because if he was chill. There, it would be a longer night.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't let anyone leave. Yeah.
And so then, hindi kayo uwi hanggat hindi ako pagod at hindi ako inaantok.
100%.
But it was also a good time to say nice things about him. Wow. Because you can't say nice things to
that's
a person.
That's why I was dreaming nice things last night.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
So we were just laughing, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know what? If I may add, his team is very diverse. Yeah. And even the non-Filipinos, they've lived in the Philippines. Some of them lived in the
Renee.
Philippines.
Wow. Yeah.
Renee.
Our manager, yeah.
And the other lady, she's traveled for like 3 weeks in the Philippines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's her name? Short hair.
Josie.
De Isepa.
Fill in,
yeah.
Nice. So, lumaki ako sa era na yung mga chef, hindi sila mag-friends, di ba? Nung 70s, 80s. Tapos palaging may secret recipe. Palaging may, di pwede. Hindi mo pa rin papas. This is my territory.
Yeah.
Kusina ko to. Bawal. Pero ngayon, nakikita ko kayo. Good friends kayo.
Kahit... You're just faking it. You know, for the radio.
So, bakit parang nag-iba rin yung vibe sa culinary world? O sa mga Pinoy lang ba yun?
Hindi. Ross should explain this better. He's...
Madaming collabs na ngayon eh. Kahit sa social media.
Ah, yeah.
Like...
Yeah. No, I think... But like the kitchen culture has really changed.
Yeah.
It's still there. It's still hardcore. Mm. But it's an example at Sarai. It's hardcore, but it's nurturing.
Anong hardcore?
Like when it's on, when they need to execute, they execute.
So parang pak.
Yeah, work is work. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Like what he said. If he needs to do a double, they have to do a double back to back. I mean. Yeah. Like what he said, he's on his third event, and then Melbourne Food, and then double, and then plus the partying.
Yeah.
But they still execute, and it's still good food the next day. So that's the hardcore part. But the nurturing part is that everyone loves working there. Everyone's happy, even though they're tired. If you're happy, then you have good food.
Mm.
And his team is really like... It's like an all-star cast where, you know, when you go to an NBA all-star, when you watch these all-star games, you throw the ball and someone will just dunk it.
Yeah.
That's their kitchen.
Yeah,
so it's, parang,
it's a good team.
So you can, team, you know each other's.
Yeah, we do.
It's like you're married to each other.
Yeah, that's why it's hard for someone new to kind of break into that kitchen because it's pretty close-knit, you know, and but it's a great team, every one of them, yeah.
And yung collabs, mas often na siya ngayon kesa, mas madalas na siya.
With us, Sarai, like, you know, as I said to the guys, like, we do, but I'm very picky with people that we collab with, you know. I want to make sure that we get along. I rarely do collabs that I don't know them. Maybe if someone invites me somewhere, you know, it's different, but it's pretty important when we invite someone to Sarai, like...
You trust.
Yeah, we trust them, same vibe. I know that we're going to get along because, you know, it's a special thing, collabs, you know, and it's a lot of work. So
and I assume kailangan mo ring ingatan yung pangalan mo, 'di ba?
Exactly.
Kung yeah. may mag-collab ka sa isang hindi magaling na chef or hindi yeah. matinong chef,
yeah.
pangalan mo rin 'yon.
Yeah.
And madami ka rin ginagawang collab sa Philippines, sa ibang mga bansa. Ano yung pagbabago like sa interaction between chefs? Kasi dati parang formal masyado, 'di ba? Nung mga Nora Dasa days, nung
Ah, malayo na yun. Ako,
I love those cookbooks, man. My mom like, gave me two. Oh, they're my favorite.
Yeah. Those are the cookbooks that you bring when you live overseas.
Yeah.
Cooking with Nora.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those are the... Those... To give respect to the people that came before us. Yun yung mga kabagay-bagay, kumbaga, na... Yun yung medium na... Kasi hindi sila nakatira sa Pilipinas eh. Pag may... Yun yung basihan sa pagluto ng pagkain Pinoy. Kumbaga. So, napansin ko, all good chefs that are overseas, meaning that's not in the Philippines, if they have a certain cookbook, then that it just goes to show they're serious about Filipino food. Because some people just, they can easily just go online. Pero iba pa rin yung mga origi, how it started.
Yeah.
So, dun ka ba natuto kay Nora Dasa?
Well, a lot of my recipes that my mom do are from there, and I learned it from my mom. So, technically, then yes.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.